Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I'm very, very concerned that we see a rapid spread of this disease, and it is time to take more dramatic measures. So I regret to have to announce that as of tomorrow, our public schools will be closed.
It's a big deal, Deanna and Raven.
Sure.
New York City schools closed until April 20th as of now. So when, you know, Nassau, Suffolk, all the schools are closed. Fairfield right. County, all of Connecticut,
minimum
schools are closed.
Till mid-April.
Well, no, that's just in Manhattan. So in New York City, because I know on the island and in Connecticut, right now we have that date as March 30th, March 31st. So I'm sure.
You think it's going to hold? I think it's going to be extended.
I think you got to see what happens.
Given
I
that
think
everything
this is a
else.
Day or day thing.
Restaurants now at this point, public gatherings, now that everything else is being extended. The CDC yesterday said any gathering over 50 people, you should hold off for at least the next 8 weeks.
Right. It's crazy. Mm. It's so crazy to think that this is real, this is legit, and this is happening now. Now, in New York City, they made the announcement that all restaurants and bars can only do takeout and delivery. You can't go there and eat there anymore.
Massachusetts, the same. They did that last night.
And I have a feeling that we're probably going to hear that for, much more of the counties throughout Westchester, Nassau, Suffolk, Fairfield, New Haven, all of them.
You know what blew my mind was to see the mayor talk about the fact that he thinks the federal government needs to step in right now and handle the supply chain of different medical supplies and things like the sanitizer and stuff like that, which I never thought I would hear him say they needed to handle the supply of anything whatsoever.
Mm.
And it just goes to tell you, you need certain organizations that are built for the delivery of these systems and the handling of these systems at this point, because regular supply and demand, sometimes those things are getting caught up somewhere in the chain of events that it takes from something to get from where it's manufactured to you.
Right. My dad is a restaurant owner. That's, I'm a restaurant kid. That's what I grew up in. And last night, before this announcement came out, he said, I feel like I need to tell somebody how detrimental this is going to be to local businesses. He's like, I think I'm going to call the mayor. And I said, Daddy, we got to do what we got to do. He goes, but do you know how many people are going to lose their jobs?
Yeah.
And it's such a scary moment in our time, a defining moment in our lifetime.
Sure.
My fingers are crossed that this is all over very quickly. But man, kids out of school. I said to Hayden, my daughter, she's in fifth grade. I said, don't forget when you wake up tomorrow, you got to turn your computer on. You got to get to work. And she goes, I'm in no rush. And I was like, oh, gosh, I can't deal with this for the next 2 weeks. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.